Welcome back, little listeners, to another episode, Two Men in a Shed, starring Chris the Buddha Belly, Jufro Campbell, and your man, babe man, George the Lighthouse Smith. We took a little hiatus. We took a week off, and I got a little summer cold. I tell you what, George, I cannot stand summer colds. I'd rather be get a cold and illness in the winter, not during the summer. Feels like they hit it a little bit harder.
I hear you, my friend. I hear you. You know, I'm still down here in Georgia, you know, and it's been hot as hell down here. It was 105 degrees yesterday. Humidity here is a lot worse than North Carolina, that's for sure. It's just crazy down here. So needless to say, I don't go outside and sit out anymore. I'll just make my trips over to the lodge, which I did today to have lunch. Nice fried chicken lunch, by the way. And if you were here, since you're a member now, you could have partaken in that, but you know.
Yeah, I got voted in unanimously. Unanimous, I can't say the word. You know, I made the cut.
Yeah, and I'm kind of
I feel very wanted and seeked after.
I'm really surprised they voted you in after you called them out on their poker tournament and all that, and what a sham it was and all that. But, you know.
It was a sham. It was a sham. Whoever the thing is, what's his name? Stumpy?
Stump, yeah.
He needs to get a handle on that, run that poker game correctly.
Well, you know, he is the president of the Moose, and he is a 33.3% owner of the Sonics in this area now. So, you know.
Well, good on him, I guess.
So, anyway, yeah, while you were here for the few days after our little trip down to St. Petersburg, which was awesome, by the way. Nice place. Might move down there. The place is beautiful. Lots of talent running around, looking nice. Everybody's but you have to have a dog, though, apparently. Everybody's got a dog, and I don't really want a dog, so I don't know if that's the law or whatnot. But then you became a member of the Moose, and we hung out over there, and you played in the Spades tournament, and they gave you a shitty partner, and then you went to the poker tournament, and you called out all their nonsense. But it was a good week all in all. Yeah,
St. Pete's the shiznit. I can live in St. Pete. I mean, I think the cost of living is a little bit more, but if you look at the amenities you get in that city, you know, everything's walkable. It's dog friendly. You can take your dog literally everywhere, it seemed like.
Yeah.
And for being as congested as right there, it's kind of like on the beach in the peninsula area, traffic wasn't bad. You know, there was a lot of entertainment that could be had from the baseball games and in the greater Tampa area. And the talent. Oof, there's so much talent there. I mean, a blind, ugly guy could trip into a dime piece down there. You know, there's just so much talent.
Yeah, and, you know, once again, I'm going to point this out because I don't really know if this is recording now or not because it's, like, all frozen. But it's been that way ever since you fucked it up that one week. But we're just going to keep rolling here, and hopefully it's okay. But I don't know. I kind of give up on it anymore
because you
fucked it up, and it ain't never been right since. So.
Oh, geez. You're always looking for an excuse for your shortcomings.
No.
Come on now, George. You've had it back for I don't know how long. That was what?
A
month or two ago?
And I still haven't figured out what you did. And
2 months ago.
And I still haven't figured out what you did to it.
But I didn't do anything wrong with it. All I did was deleted the damn podcast I recorded that we had to re-record it and put the music in there. I didn't do anything else.
Yeah, well, nothing.
Didn't do anything else.
None of it's worked right since. None of it's ever worked right since. And it probably ain't working right today, but you know what? I don't give a fuck. As you said, we did take a hiatus, but actually, we did try to record last week, but when we were halfway through, we got a big thunderstorm down here in Albany, and all of a sudden the electric cut out, so we lost the podcast. We were going to try it again, and the electric went out again, and then we just said, fuck it. So, yeah.
I mean, sometimes that's the best way to do shit. Just say, fuck it.
Yep.
You know what?
Yep.
Let's just fucking fuck it.
That's what I tell people all the time. Fuck it. Just fuck it. Go get a beer and fuck it. Yeah. Start over the next day. But I did have someone, people ask when we don't record. I had someone ask yesterday if everything was okay because we had to put out a new episode. So people do look forward to listening to us every week. I'm sure some people don't, but they don't have to listen, but other people do. But I went ahead and did my renovations in the camper, as I showed you the pictures. I got rid of that shitty couch, and I put in two nice recliners, with massage chairs is what they fucking are. I can't talk today either. It's gonna be a long day. I got a new. What the fuck is this? I've never seen this type of bug before. What the fuck is that? God damn! I'm telling you, Albany's got all kinds of shit going on around here. Anyway, then I also got a new mattress for the bed, a gel cool memory foam mattress. I didn't get the standard 6-inch stick. I got the 8-inch stick. And I tell you what, ever since I got these chairs and that mattress, my lower back has felt great. So that all paid off. So the remodeling's done right now. Works out great.
Air cool is the way to go. Dude. Oh. I will never ever get any other type of mattress besides air cool mattress. Oh. Once I got my mattress, I feel like I put you on to that. I told you that. You got to get an air cool mattress. When I got mine, you will sleep so much more better. That's the correct English right there. So much more better.
Yeah. I do enjoy it. Sometimes I don't even like getting out of bed anymore because I do enjoy it. It is nice. It has turned out
good. Yeah.
And these chairs are just awesome. So, I had Mikey.
They look comfy.
Well, you know, Mikey complains about everything. He was like, "You should have got the other ones." And I was like, "Well, you ain't got to fucking sit in them, bitch. Just shut up." So, you know. So but I was going to get another set.
Bitch.
Yeah, I was going to get another set. They were $100 more, but they were pretty much the same thing. They just looked a little different, a little stylish, different. But I knew these chairs were comfortable because my brother has these in his house, and I knew these were good, so I went ahead and got these. So. It works out good. But anyway, our Tampa trip was fun. The Rays beat the Cardinals 2 games in a row. Good times. We had a $15 hot dog.
Yeah.
Which was a great hot dog, by the way, but $15, my goodness. But
Well, I needed that hot dog because I felt my buzz come on super hard, and I would have been stumbling out the stadium if I didn't eat that hot dog.
Which was good though, because I mean, you wouldn't have far to walk because we were staying right beside the stadium. We just walked across the parking lot. We had a great location, so it was a good time. So.
Great location. The hotel was shady. I think they harvest organs there. They were listening to us. There was a listening device in our room, and there was a speaker where they probably could still talk to us. I doubt they would. But
and don't forget headquarters now.
You know, headquarters is watching our every move. I'm pretty sure they had cameras inside our little apartment too, see what we were doing. Yeah.
Now it was actually a nice setup. Like I said, it was people actually lived there permanently. It was an apartment complex, and they rented out some of the apartments to travelers like us. So, but it was a nice setup. Nice room, we had kitchen, everything. It was a very, very nice setup. Nice views. We could see the city. We could see the water. We could see it all. So, and we were right beside the ballpark. So yeah, it was great. I got my Cuban sandwich, which unfortunately you missed out because apparently they only made so many per day, and I happened to order before you, so you were shit out of luck. But don't worry, because you got your pandas or whatever the fuck they were. Yeah.
In my empanadas, as you put it, my empanadas, those were delicious. Most of them I had empanadas, well, you know, it's usually like rice and sausage filled or chorizo filled, I believe, but had Italian sausage and beef and chicken, and it was fucking good.
Well, I gotta say, I was disappointed in my Cuban sandwich because I was hoping to be in Florida and get a more authentic one. And maybe it was, I don't know, but. I got to tell you what, the best Cuban sandwich I ever had came out of a Mexican restaurant in Taylorsville, North Carolina. That was the best Cuban sandwich, and I ain't found a place yet that matches that one. Now, that may have been a little Mexican spin on it, don't know, but that's the best one. So the one I had down there in Tampa or St. Petersburg, I was a little disappointed. It wasn't all that. So.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get a Cuban sandwich next time I'm over at the Rose. In the little casino, whatever it is, Spanish for kitchen, I forget what it is, casino, I'm going to look it up right now, but that's a Cuban restaurant right there, so they should make authentic Cubans if they're Cubans, right?
Yeah, you would think.
But then again, I'm an average white boy from Missouri, and I can't make fucking dumplings for the life of me. I mean, wouldn't you say that's a white food, dumplings? What is a white food? If you think about what is a white food?
I don't know, spaghetti? No, I guess that's not white food. I don't know.
that'd be more like Italian.
Yeah, I know. That was a dumb answer, but I don't know. Bologna and cheese? Mm. How about that?
No. Yeah, cucina. Cucina. It's kitchen. No. We'll get into your gym diet here in a second, but no, I think, like, dumplings is a white food. Like, I don't know a black family that makes dumplings. Yeah. And I don't really know of any other type of family that makes dumplings. Maybe Asians, they make dumplings, but
I never was big on dumplings.
You know, that's a little bit different.
Yeah, I've never been a big fan of myself.
What's it called? Shepherd's pie. I feel like that's a white food, you know? You never hear anyone go, I'm going to this white restaurant to try out their shepherd's pie. It's got to be authentic because they're white, you know?
Now, isn't shepherd's pie one of those Irish things? Every time you go to one of those pubs or whatever, they have shepherd's pie? English.
Yeah, true. So I would say, yeah, that's probably Irish.
But that's still white. Irish. That's still white, right?
Yeah, but it has a nationality to it.
Yeah, good point. Got my bottle of water here.
So,
what's your drink of choice today?
I'm having a little bit of wine while we sit here and listen to you ramble on about how I supposed to broke your computer. But no, that hotel was kind of scary, dude. There was the backside of the elevator where I feel like people get kidnapped, like people check in and never check out. It's one of those things where it's just something eerie was going on there, especially that one dude that was there forever. He's the old guy that was sitting talking to us.
Yeah, outside there.
I feel like he knew all the secrets to the place, but he was not supposed to tell us all the secrets. Like, he had the key to it all.
Yeah, he seemed a little hesitant to you know, really say a whole lot about it. But I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I thought it was a nice place. Everybody there was nice. Like I said, talent out the ass, in and out. Even the girl that was painting the interior, she was a little cutie. So, I mean, yeah, they were all over the place. So, and everywhere you went in St. Petersburg, I'll tell you, it was a nice place.
All right, I looked up what white people food is. So white people food is a list of, here's a list of white people food, all right? Chick-fil-A, all right? What? Dunkin' Donuts. That don't make no sense, but whatever. But it's anything has to do with a lot of mayonnaise.
Oh, there you go, right there, buddy.
So that's you. Or a casserole dish. So if you make a casserole, that's typically white people food. How come there ain't a casserole restaurant? We should invent a casserole restaurant.
Yeah, because you can make all types of casseroles.
You know,
you can make all different types of casseroles.
Well, that's what they're saying. If you think of white fit food, authentic food, it's a casserole. So if you have people, different races coming over, they're probably going to expect the authentic white food, and that's going to be a casserole.
So, I like casseroles.
But you just never hear people say, you know what? I want authentic white people food. I need to find people who cook me a casserole. I'm not even good at cooking casseroles. Matter of fact.
Yeah, but I do like them though. But yeah, oh, shoot. I did. I'm not sure. God damn it. I'm not sure if I mentioned it or not, but I had fried chicken for lunch today. Did I mention that?
Yes, you did mention that. That's how good the chicken was.
I don't know if that
you
was...
You mentioned it several times, but you forgot it.
Well, I don't know if that was before air or during the podcast. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, I went over to the lodge and had lunch today. Nice fried chicken, mashed potatoes, gravy, some green beans, and some apple cobbler on the side, and some sweet tea. It was good stuff. So, yeah.
Good lunch. Yeah.
I gotta go over this evening because I told Mikey I'd help him out today. You know, one of his employees called off. So.
Yeah. Well, aren't you being a nice guy?
Yeah,
there,
I mean,
to the rescue,
I mean,
Skipper George.
I mean, I can't say no, or I'd be an asshole. But I really don't like to do it. But you know, you got to help out sometimes. So
yeah. But let's go back to this baseball game, though. Your favorite baseball game, the Rays versus Cardinals. Your favorite team versus my favorite team. Tropicana Field.
It was my first one at Tropicana Field, yes. I've been to quite a few baseball games, and I've been to like 6 different stadiums. So
the game was really a grinder. It was 0-0 all the way to the 7th. I think the Rays scored 2 runs, and then the Cardinals scored 2 runs, I want to say, in the 8th, 9th blank, I believe, and then went into extra innings.
Well, the Cardinals had a 1-run lead going into the bottom of the 10th. The Cardinals had a 1-run lead going into the bottom of the 10th.
Yeah, and it was just like in the movies.
Yep.
2 strikes, 2 outs.
Bottom of the 10th.
And bottom of the 10th, it's either get a run in and tie it or home run and win it. And he cracked that bitch up the first baseline.
Yes, he did.
It hit the fucking netting on the foul pole. 3-run homer.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Walk off.
Beautiful sight. Beautiful sight.
It was great. It was great. You can't ask for anything more better than that, at least for you.
Oh, I know. I know the crowd was going crazy. All the Cardinal fans bowed their heads and walked off.
They sure did. We were chanting them on.
I know.
Chanting them on. Go, Cards, go. But, you know, the funny thing is, too, is that the pitcher took the mound. You know, he looked down at it, and then he backed off. As soon as he did that, you're like, he can't handle the pressure. He can't do it. He don't have it in him. And sure enough, he threw a fucking pitch and it got fucking whacked.
Yeah, I think they definitely got crossed up there some way. And when he stepped off that mound, I thought, oh, man, he's messed up now. He don't know what's going on. He don't know what to do. And the next pitch, it was all over. So,
yeah.
It was good. And then the next.
You called it.
And then the next night, we got to see your boy Molina pitch when they got beat 11-4 or something like that.
It was awesome, though. Yeah. It was worth seeing an ass beating to see Molina go out and pitch. And Molina got a strikeout.
Yeah, he did. He completed the whole inning, didn't give up a run, and he was having a ball, too. He was enjoying himself.
He's injured now. I watched the Brewers-Cardinals game yesterday. I had a great time doing that. You know, going to that baseball game revitalized my love for baseball. So, you know, now they're showing a lot more day games to make up for the strikes that happened at the beginning of the season. It's nice to put on a baseball game and just tinker around the house.
Right.
Have it on in the background.
Well, I tried to watch the Braves game yesterday, but over at the Moose. But for some reason, the only channel that was the one that kept screwing up, so couldn't watch the game. But yeah, actually, I mean,
Cardinals lost again yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I finally got to go to Tropicana Field, mark it off my list. But that's in addition to that, I've been to Chase Field out in Phoenix. I've been to Comerica Park in Detroit, PNC Park in Pittsburgh, Camden Yards in Baltimore, and the Atlanta Fulton County Stadium back in the day in 1995 down in Atlanta. So that's all the parks I've been to.
Well, you're doing a lot better than I am, because I've only been to Tropicana Field and Busch Stadium.
Well, you know, I should have made a note of this, but once again, it's probably on my phone, but now that I got you on the phone, I can't scroll through it, but because I take pictures of stuff all week, so I have notes for when we do our podcast, and then I forget I have it on there, so I forgot to look. But I just read somewhere about someone famous is from Hannibal, Missouri, and I'm trying to remember who that was. Do you know?
Say that again. You cut out.
Somebody famous that I read the other day is from Hannibal, Missouri, your hometown, but I can't remember who it was. Do you know who that was?
Well, Mark Twain's from there.
That was somebody else. Hold on here. Let me see if I can pull it up. Let me see if I can pull this up.
Well, unspeakable Molly Brown. She's from Hannibal, the Titanic lady.
I don't know who that is.
God damn, the internet here sucks. You know, Travis Tritt was here in Albany yesterday, and I didn't even know Albany was that big enough for anybody to actually come here, but Travis Tritt was here yesterday. So let's see here. Golly, I wish I remembered who the hell it was, but I really don't remember who it was now. So
while you're looking that up, let me ask you a question here, George.
Go ahead.
What are you going to do with your 18 cents you're going to save on the gallon of gas that the bonus
trying to give you? You know, I was going to point that out. That old Joe, he's just going out his way to help us people out. He's a great president, by the way. He is a great president. You know, I don't care what anybody says. He's a great president. He's going to save us 18 cents, which, you know, is not going to make up for the extra $4,000 we got to spend this year anyway. But that's okay, though. You know, he's trying. So, but, yeah, I read that, and I was like, really? And you know, when Obama mentioned doing that in 2009 or whatever, he said it was just a gimmick, so they didn't do it. And now all of a sudden his best buddy, if you ask Joe Biden, is going to save us 18 cents a gallon. That's so nice. And once again, it's on my phone, so I can't pull it up, but I have it all on my phone. It broke it down to how much it's going to save you a week, and it's like less than $5. So.
Yeah, it's nothing. So, I mean, what are you going to do with that major savings, though?
I don't know, man. Maybe I'll go to the Moose and buy beer. I don't know.
Not me. I feel like I'm going to put my kids to college with that savings.
Well, Logan don't need to go to college. He's already in the Army doing great things.
We got Dakota, and I think Logan's probably going to sign his GI Bill off to his wife, or maybe wife right now. Who knows? I'm not going to get into that right now, but, you know.
Yeah, I wasn't going to mention that. But
so, kids are weird nowadays. I have a hard time communicating with them. Not only my son, but just all kids are just weird to communicate. It's just they grow up with so much screen time and this face, this interpersonal interaction that we're so accustomed to is such an odd thing to them. Did you hear that millennials in the workforce now want to get rid of phones? They want to do everything via text and email. Like, they don't even want to talk on the phones for business.
I'm not surprised.
Anymore? Have you heard this?
No, I have not. But that's crazy. That's not surprised me in the least.
It's crazy. I cannot find anything. All right, here you go. So, you can't buy anything for 18 cents. But, hold on here, let me do some math right quick. Let me do some math here. 5 is 4. So, if you got 4 gallons of gas, right,
mm-hmm.
5 gallons of gas, you're saving 18 cents a gallon. So, that's roughly, you know, 90 cents. With 90 cents, you can buy a cherry Gatorade from Aldi. You can buy a Diet Coke, a 2-liter of Diet Coke. And then you can buy sparkling water at 59 cents.
I haven't seen a 2-liter for 99 cents in a long time. They're like $2.50 now.
Well, that's what... It's happening here. That's what's telling me. So you might be right. I mean, you buy a 2-liter Coke all the damn time. So.
Yep. It's $2.59.
Summit Cola at Aldi is supposed to be 75 cents. So, you know, what is that? You get 4 gallons of gas. Now all of a sudden you can buy yourself a soda. That's what Mr. Joe is saving us.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's a great guy. He's a great president. I mean, he just fell on hard time. None of it's his fault. I mean, it's all Putin's fault. Afghanistan was Trump's fault. None of it's Joe Biden's fault.
And 2 gallons of gas. If you buy 2 gallons of gas, you can now, you've saved enough money, you can buy yourself orange-flavored Jell-O. You can buy Jell-O.
I hate Jell-O.
Jell-O is at 35 cents.
I hate Jell-O. It's disgusting.
I like Jell-O. I like Jell-O. Every now and again, you know, Jell-O shots.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily eat Jell-O as a dessert.
Mm. Yeah.
let's see what else here. You can buy Devil's Food Cake mix for 89 cents. So you're looking at another 5 gallons. You can now get cake. Wow, he's really doing us a favor, dude. I'll tell you what. I would never ever eat cake, have soda, or even get Jell-O if he doesn't put this tax holiday in. Yep. I'm gonna go without.
I know. I agree with you. I hope he runs again, because I'm telling you, he is doing great things for us. And you know, I mean, awesome things. Can't even begin to say all the good things he's done.
Now you can get it. Let's see. I'm on to Amazon now. Let's see what on Amazon costs less than $1. You get a back scratcher for less than $1. I got a back scratcher for Father's Day. I broke mine.
I know. I remember the day. I know. You beat
over Bo's head.
You beat your dog. Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
I can admit it. I swacked that motherfucker with a back scratcher. He bit my hand. I swacked him with it.
I can't understand.
His hard ass head busted it wide open. Busted it into two fucking.
I still can't understand why he attacks you. I still can't get it through my head. I don't know.
Me neither. I think he was. I don't know. Fuck. Who knows, dude? And it ain't your fucking damn, you know, cinnamon roll fucking theory.
He heard his name. Now he wants to get in and react. Yeah.
Well, next door neighbor's out with her dogs.
Is that the new one? The new neighbor?
Yeah.
Hey, but speaking of your boy Joe Biden, I mean, we all know that he has cheat sheets, but did you hear about his latest cheat sheet he had? I guess not.
You didn't come in clear.
God, well, won't you quit roaming the fucking house and shit and go back and sit down?
Well, it ain't me. I can be sitting where my cell phone service is great. It's your camper.
No,
it's the area you're in.
Yeah, it's Albany. I know the internet sucks here. I know that. But when you start roaming around, you don't pay attention. So sit the fuck down. Oh, man.
Yes, I'm master.
Sometimes it's...
Don't take my 18 cents.
Sometimes it's very trying.
Yes, I'm master.
Anyway, like I said, we all know Joe Biden always has a cheat sheet. But his latest one, when he was giving remarks at the Federal State Offshore Wind Implementation Partnership, he was giving a speech there. Or he had a cheat sheet that he didn't realize that he was holding up and everybody could see it. And here's what the cheat sheet said. It said, you enter the Roosevelt room and say hello to everybody. You is highlighted in big letters. You take your seat. The guest enters. You give opening remarks. The press will leave. You ask Liz Schuller, president of the AFL-CIO, a question. You thank everybody, and then you depart. That's his cheat sheet. He has to be told exactly what to do for the whole time.
Gee whiz. Well, I mean, the Democrat talking heads are saying he's too old. And too old is AKA code for we're starting to see his mind is gone. And we're tired of covering up for it. So they know his mind is gone.
Yeah.
And they're seriously talking about moving on. Even AOC, she's like, well, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Yeah. You know, she doesn't even want to make a comment on it.
Oh, well, speaking of her, did you hear her yesterday? She says it's hard for her to live on $174,000 a year as a congresswoman. She just can't do it.
Oh, cry me a river.
Yeah, she's out of touch, man. I mean, she actually thinks regular people are going to feel sorry for her, but she says she has to maintain two households. She has to pay a $25,000 fee every year for some shit to be in Congress, and even then, if you do the math, she still makes $80,000 more than the average American, and she says she can't live on that money. So it's very hard for her to be in Congress. Democrats are
get the fuck out.
I tell you, people like her—they're so out of touch that you're going to complain like that, and you think people are going to feel sorry for you. Shut up, bitch.
You know, I have noticed myself not doing as much because gas prices are so damn expensive. I have cut back a lot of my I used to just go out and waste gas at Pokemon. Like, I would sit there and Pokemon with my car idling. I don't even go out Pokemon as much as I used to. Like, I've changed my ways because of gas prices, I guess you could say.
Well, that's Putin's fault. Putin price hike.
But no, I believe Biden's flying to the Middle East here today or tomorrow or something like that. He's going to get on his knees and put his little lipstick on and pretend like he's a little Muslim boy, and do a little dance. And hopefully the Saudi princess will open up the spigot and give him some oil.
Yeah, he's going to go kiss ass, basically. It's so pathetic. So pathetic.
Yeah. Yeah,
this guy's an embarrassment to this whole country. But and it still amazes me when I read stuff and people say he's doing a great job. I mean, obviously they can't believe that when they say it. But they think if they say it enough, everybody else will believe it, I guess, because nobody in their right mind can say that he's done anything worthwhile. Nothing. He's done nothing. And then shit. But the big news today is that the Supreme Court finally came down with their ruling that overrules Roe v. Wade, which sends it back to the states where it was supposed to be to begin with, and now all the Democrats are, heads are exploding, and democracy's coming to an end, women's rights are being set back, now the gay people better watch out because they're coming for them, and black people, they're coming after them too. I mean, it's amazing how they take a ruling and they just run with it and come up with all these other, just to get everybody all riled up and fear-mongering and all that good stuff. But
it amazes me how it's all this big lie. How is it, the left says, they're peace and unity, but every time I look at how the left reacts to things, it's violence. Burn it down. Shut it down. Send an assassin in to kill justice. I can't deal with it anymore. I really, really, really wish I could hit the lottery and just move to this island and just take a couple people I like, and then when I'm done with them, just like fly them away and bring in new people. Just, I'm fucking tired of fucking all this bullshit.
Oh, you want a Jeffrey Epstein island? I got you. Okay.
Well, I don't want to take fucking little girls there. I don't want to do that. But I wouldn't mind living on an island secluded and away from this mess. I think I'm going to do what, like, you did that not too long ago. I think I'm going to go on a social media cleansing. I think I'm going to take a month off of social media and just stop with it all.
Well, it's not just social media either. I mean, you got to stop reading the news and stuff, too. I still read the news every day. I like to be up to date on things, but like I said, I don't watch it. I don't watch it all the time anymore, and I don't sit and read it all day and all that. But in the morning, when I first get up, I like to catch up on the news as I sit in my comfy chair. And then, it all just irritates you. And it's like, I can't take any more of it. So then, the rest of the day, I shut it off. So, I shut it all out.
I just don't understand how it got so bad. Like, we are the country where we literally have invented GPS, the internet, landed a man on the moon, if you want to believe that. We've put satellites that crashed into Saturn. We have, medicine that has cured a gazillion diseases. But yet, how do we end up here where we're just, the economy is so shitty, people are just, there's no morale, there's no patriotism anymore. How did we end up here? I just don't understand it. Maybe it's because I spent 20 years in the Marine Corps thinking that, our country is still significantly better than the rest of the world. And no matter what, we can overcome these problems through our diversity and this, that, and the other. I just feel like it's all in decline. It's kind of depressing.
Mm-hmm. No, and it's like it's designed, and they just keep trying to do more and more to just tear it all up and make this country worse and worse every year. It's like they go out of their way to do it. So, those January 6th hearings that nobody's interested in, but they keep trying to shove down everybody's throats. Nobody gives a fuck about January 6th.
Especially, you know, we know
especially
fentanyl.
No one cares about January 6th because, first of all, the way they treated those people in contrast to how they treated the Antifa and Black Lives Matter riots, it's all fucking hypocrisy. It's just wrong. It's just wrong what they did. But, you know, you get the same old story from the Democrats. Oh, it's an assault on our democracy. Democracy is crumbling. They love that phrase. I mean, Pelosi sends out her talking point, and everybody parrots the same shit over and over and over. I'm so tired of hearing about democracy is ending. Oh, my gosh. Oh, so tired of it. Tired of it. What were you about ready to say?
Yeah. You know, we know fentanyl's coming in from China into Mexico and then across the border and just killing 3,000 people a month. We can solve this problem. We can solve this problem. Yeah, the homeless problem we can fucking solve. We can solve all this shit. It's just, I feel like everyone shows up for work just to play words with friends. Yep. And they do no work. There's no work being done at the government. None.
Well, it's just like in the Marine Corps. I mean, half the time you saw people not doing shit there. Everybody works for the government ain't doing shit. But no, you're right. Those are problems that could be solved, but for political reasons, they're not being solved. And plus, because I really think the Democrats want this country just to fall into like communism so they can try to stay in power forever and control everything you fucking do. So that's what I believe. That's what they continue to keep showing. And all they do is words. That's all it is words. Democracy, democracy. January 6th hearings. We're trying to save democracy. No, you ain't saving shit. You're trying to pretend like there's a problem that's not there so you can win the midterms because you know you're about ready to get blown out. So now they keep delaying them because they want to drag it out closer to the actual election because they think people are still going to care about it. And nobody gives a fuck about it. So, it's disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I'm starting to feel like we have a uniparty, not a, I don't think it's bipartisan anymore. I just feel like it's one party, and they claim to have differences, but they're not.
I've said that before. They're all in the back, you know, pounding it out, shaking hands and all that, and they get in front of the camera and they try to make it sound like they're against each other and all that. But in the back, that's what I've always said, why they didn't like Trump, because he was an outsider who didn't play their game. Meanwhile, the rest of them, they're all in the background shaking hands and slapping each other on the back and then getting on TV saying something totally different. It's like with the gun control stuff that just came down. What, 15 Republicans flipped to back the Democrats' new gun control laws, which, once again, it's a show. It's not doing anything that wasn't already being done. It's just a show. They extended the background check now for a longer period. More red flag laws. These are stuff that's already been in place in California, Chicago, New York, and all that for years. And that's where all the shootings pretty much happen, are in Democrat cities like that. So basically, it's common sense. If someone wants to get a gun, they're going to get a gun. Bad people don't turn their guns in. Bad people break laws. That's what they fucking do. It's not the gun's fault. It's the person's fault. But then you want to blame everything else instead of holding people accountable. That's really what it comes down to. You can make all the laws in the fuck, all the laws you want. It's not going to matter, though. People are still going to do what they want if you let them do it. So, if you let them get by with it. So.
Well, there's a little bit of hope in that. You know, if California leads the way, the country's Californication, the recall of San Francisco's DA might have a waterfall effect on all these other DAs getting recalled because people are getting fed up. They're starting to look at the legal system saying, why is smash and grab illegal? You know, I want to say I just read in San Diego where they told the cops, don't even chase people on foot. Just let them go.
Yep.
You know, and like, there is no justice, but then when there are law-abiding people like you and I, and the majority of the people, we're getting punished by inflation, high gas prices, high food prices. People can't feed their babies. These are problems that can be solved. Here, let's ban Juul fucking e-cigarettes, but let's not open up a factory or start producing our own fucking baby formula.
Yeah.
Like, where are the priorities at? It makes no fucking sense to me. The government is making no sense to me. You know, and that's what the government's for. These big, large problems that, as an individual, I can't solve by myself. It takes government to solve that. And they're not doing a good job at it. Sometimes I just think there needs to be a revolution, like the French Revolution. Let's roll out the guillotines. Let's load up our fucking high-capacity magazines. And let's just start fucking taking back over.
Yeah, and you know, well, speaking on the gun laws deal, you know, in New York, you can't really get a concealed carry permit in New York. You have to prove why you need one. First of all, you know, that's kind of dumb. I mean, by the point that you actually have to prove why you need one, it might be too late. But actually, the Supreme Court overruled that law the other day, so now New York's all pissed off. So now, because concealed carry is a right of the Second Amendment, but New York said you can have a gun in your house, but as soon as you walk out of your house, you can't take it nowhere with you. So, and you had to show proper cause of why you needed a concealed carry permit. But now that law got struck down. So I mean, I see. I want to say things are. The ship is getting righted slowly but surely. And sometimes I can't speak right, but it's like you said with the DA out in San Francisco. That was great. Now the one in LA he's up for a recall this November. So hopefully he's gone. So hopefully, like you said, it's a waterfall effect, and slowly but surely, it seems like we're trying to right this ship. But it's like everything's so screwed up that it's going to take years and years to right it. Like that idiot mayor in Chicago, she blames all the gun crime and shootings. Chicago has strict gun laws too, so they're getting the guns from Indiana, and then people are blaming Indiana. But people are saying, "Well, why doesn't Indiana have the problem that you have in Chicago?" You know, but they're saying, well, because people are going to Indiana buying the guns and then bringing them back to Chicago. Okay, once again, it's a people problem. It's not the guns' fault. It's the people problem. Your laws suck. But first of all, you should be letting regular citizens have guns to protect themselves from these idiots who are going out and get them, which just goes back to what I just said. Criminals are going to find a way to fucking get guns. That's the bottom fucking line. So, makes no sense, man. Makes no sense. Yeah. I don't get it. But
none.
Oh man! But anyway, have you seen the new Top Gun movie? I haven't seen it yet.
No, I kind of want to see it though.
Mikey saw it. He said it's good, and we actually watched the original one last week at his house. But him and Charlotte went out and watched the new one. They said it was good. But I bring that up though because that movie's making shitload of money, and then the new Buzz Lightyear movie. Once again, that was a flop because they wanted to groom kids. They want to have some like lesbian kiss or something in the Buzz Lightyear movie. Once again, it's a kids movie. It's a cartoon. Why do we have to have that shit in the movies? I don't get it.
Well, Disney needs to write their shit. They went off the rails when don't say gay bill when they try to say that. Yeah. You know, Disney's losing popularity. People don't want to fucking hear these corporations preach. It's all coming back to them, dude.
No, Disney.
No one wants to hear the shit. No.
Disney stock has fallen 50% in the past year. So, if I was a shareholder, I'd be saying something. I'd be a little pissed. So.
Yeah, I mean, you got Netflix pushing back on these woke motherfuckers. I want to say Tesla's pushing back on them. Several major companies are saying, you know what? We're not doing this anymore. And I don't understand why they came to it anyway. Why don't you stick to it? You know, here, you pay your employees, you know, what they should be paid, I guess. You know, everyone thinks they should be paid more. But the reality of it is that, you know, if you're an electric company, fucking take care of the electric bills. You know, take care of the fucking the wires and poles and shit like that. We don't want to hear fucking about this LGBTQ fucking shit.
No, tired of hearing about it. But and now even more states are passing laws where those men can't compete in women's sports anymore either. Which is once again common sense. You know, it's like the rest of the country is supposed to roll over to satisfy 1% of the population, which makes no sense to me. So, and they've been screwing women over for a couple years now, all while saying we love women, that women's rights, and at the same time you're screwing them over left and right. Well now, like I said, that ship is kind of getting righted now, too. So, I mean, slowly but surely, things are going back to normal, if we can say that. And people, like you said, people are tired of the nonsense, and they're seeing through it, and they're just not going to put up with it too much longer. So, yeah.
Well, my favorite thing for LGBTQ stands for Let's Get Beer, Tacos, and Quesadillas.
Oh, man. I'm tired today, man. I'm tired. I really don't want to go help Mikey today, but I said I would. So it looks like it's about to rain again. No, because hopefully we'll wrap this up before a storm comes in. But otherwise, I mean, I haven't had much going on this week that I can think of. I don't know. I can't even think straight anymore. But I will be coming up your way on Sunday. I'll stay up there till Thursday. I got my daughter's birthday on Tuesday, so coming up there for that. And otherwise, that's all I got really planned here right now.
Yeah, can't wait to see you.
Yeah. I'll bring your beer you left down here because I ain't ever going to drink that shit. So, yeah. I've already got it in a bag ready to bring up.
All right.
My man. Yep. So I don't have a whole lot more to add here unless you've got something else you want to bring up, or we can go straight to Asshole of the Week or What Did You Learn or whatever you want to talk about, whatever.
Yeah, who's your Asshole of the Week?
You know what? I'm thinking, and I'm going to go back for 2 weeks, I guess, and I don't really have anything, anybody that stands out. Like I said, I mean, the people I interact with on a daily basis are nice. I mean, I go out downtown and all that, and I don't see white people and black people fighting each other and all this stuff like they tell you happens every day. I mean, everybody just seems nice around here, so I don't really have an Asshole of the Week. I mean, if I really want to go back to when we were in Tampa or St. Petersburg, I'd have to blame that Cardinals fan who didn't know how to park his truck in the parking lot and took up two spots. I'd have to say he's an asshole.
Yeah, that was kind of an asshole move. It was a big truck, though, yeah. But it didn't really affect me, so I don't know if I could call him my Asshole of the Week.
Well,
I don't know.
It didn't affect me either. I was walking, but I just thought it was stupid. But if I was really reaching for an asshole, I'd have to go with that one. So.
Well, I kind of got an Asshole of the Week down in Tampa, and I mean, it's going to have to be you, George.
I have a feeling.
I mean, you got the last Cubano sandwich. You couldn't even give me a bite of it. You couldn't even pinch me off or break me off a piece of your Cubano sandwich and let me try it out.
Well, you know what? No, you know,
even after you got the last one, I got the last one. You couldn't even give me that.
Well, what was funny is how you hollered out in the restaurant. Must be nice to always get what you want. But no, I have to agree with you on that. I'll be the asshole on that because it didn't dawn on me until later, and I thought, you know what? The sandwich was cut in half. I could have gave Chris half that one half of it, and I could have taken one of his panandas or pandas, whatever the fuck they are. And I didn't think of that. So, yeah, you're right. See, it didn't cross my mind until later on. So I'll take the hit on that one.
Yeah. Well, finally you can admit it. For this last week, I'm going to have to go Old Glory, the fucking Hall of Famer. The man who writes his memes who can't ride a bike, fucking Joe Biden.
I don't know how he's saving you 18 cents, dude.
Yep, I can't wait to get my Jell-O.
Yeah, that idiot can't ride a bike. He can't do anything. He's such a fucking moron. And like I said, I don't care how old he is. I don't have any sympathy for him because, first of all, he's always been a piece of shit, even in his younger days, and he's still a piece of shit. So I have no sympathy for that fucking idiot at all. All he does is lie. He lies more than anybody ever fucking heard, dude. And they let him get by with it. They don't call him out on it. And they know he's lying. I mean, he said he
lies more than a rug.
No matter who he's talking to, he's talking to truck drivers. I used to drive a truck. No, you fucking didn't. When he was at the Navy graduation at the academy, I was appointed to the academy in 1965, which was a fucking lie. He was never appointed to the academy. The guy just does nothing but lie, man. Yeah. And that new press secretary, oh gosh, you can tell. Her and Kamala Harris are perfect examples of why people should not get a job based on their race, skin color, or sex, because these two are the most incompetent people I've ever seen in my fucking life. They are pathetic.
But they're not qualified. Nope. You're right. You're not.
But you know, she is the first black lesbian female. So.
Well, we need to go back to hiring qualified people, yep. Not fucking people who fit this demographic. Here, I want to be first. I want to elect the first one, you yep. know.
Yep.
just that and other. No, it's bullshit. We need qualified people. Yep. If those qualified people happen to be the first black lesbian press secretary, then good. But she's not qualified.
No, she never answers anything either. She always says, well, I can't speak on that right now. Or, I don't have any new information. And all she does is flip through that binder and tries to find an answer and then reads something that's already been prepared and doesn't even answer the question she was asked. And she's pathetic. She's worse than Circleback Saki. At least Circleback Saki could bullshit her way through a press conference. So.
Remember when, what's her name? McAnally, was that her name?
Yeah.
Trump's.
Yeah, little blonde, yeah.
Trump's press secretary. And she started off that whole binder thing, yep. And she turned to it, and everyone's making fun of her. She's like, yep. What, she can't memorize? She isn't that tuned in? Now every press secretary's done it since her.
Yep.
And they fuck it up.
And they still don't have the answers like she did. She was so good at it. When they asked her something, she knew exactly where to flip to it, to gave them the information, went on to the next thing. You're right. These last two, they flip all around the binder and still can't find any answers, and then just give you a bunch of horse shit.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, my asshole of the week will be that press secretary, because she's just a pathetic piece of shit listening to her spout her nonsense every day. So, fucking pathetic. That's my asshole of the week. So, yeah. Fuck her.
So what have you learned?
Oh, gosh, dude. I learned that I can get some Jell-O now thanks to Joe Biden, which I've been wanting some, so that's good. I learned that Joe Biden can't even ride a fucking bike. I've learned that we're just getting worse and worse every week as long as this idiot's is still in charge. And still got another 2 years. So. Mm.
I just don't understand how hard it is to say, you know what? I fucked up. So we're going to go back to some of these policies that were working.
Yep.
Why can't you just admit it? I think he would gain a lot of street cred if he goes, you know what? I fucked up. My policies ain't working. I'll revisit some policies that have been working. I'm going to fucking get this right again.
Yep. Yeah, but...
Like, but, what's so hard about that?
Well, like you say, all he does is double down and... It's like with inflation. He says inflation's really not that bad. It's just that the Americans aren't really smart enough to realize everything he's done, because we're still stuck in COVID mode, and you know, we're all depressed and we have mental problems, and that's why we just don't realize what all the good stuff he's done. That's what he does. He just doubles down and blames us for being stupid because we don't realize his greatness. And it amazes me every time I read or hear somebody say, "Man, he's doing good stuff," and I'm like, "What's he doing? Tell me." There's nothing. So, yeah. Yeah, it's depressing. It's depressing every week. And like I said, we got two more years of this nonsense. And I would just like to line everybody up who voted for that idiot and just smack the shit out of them, is what I'd like to do. So, and I still call people out all the time on Facebook. Every time I see someone who complains about the gas, matter of fact, I did it the other day. Someone I know voted for Biden, complained about the gas prices, can't afford to get to work and all that, and I just laughed. I put LOL, and they were like, "What do you mean? Why is that funny?" And then I just laughed again, and they were like, "Oh, I get it, Biden." It's like, yeah, asshole. See, now you're reaping what you sowed, motherfucker. So fuck them, idiots. But hopefully those same idiots, if they didn't learn their lesson, I hope they don't vote this November. They need to stay away from the ballot box. And or the mailbox, and don't vote.
Well, we got plenty of money to send Ukraine.
Yes,
plenty of money to send Ukraine.
Yeah, $40 billion. $40 billion. Awesome. Yeah. Fuck Joe Biden. Man, I wonder when the FBI is going to raid us. You know, because they keep raiding everybody who's against Biden and shit. I wonder when they're going to raid my camper. Oh, well, fuck them. All right, man. Well,
they ain't going to find anything.
Nope, they won't find shit here. So I ain't got nothing, so fuck them. I ain't got the 18 cents yet, so, you know, whatever. But, all right. Well, that's all I got here. You want to wrap this thing up?
Yeah. Well, that's all I got. So everyone, thanks for listening. Tell five of your friends and... have a good week, and thanks for listening.
Yeah, if you got anything you want to add, drop us a text. If you got our numbers, or send us an email at 2 Minutes Shed, totallyuncensored@gmail.com. That's the number 2, not the word 2. But otherwise, hopefully we'll be back on track next week, but I will be traveling, so more than likely we won't. So it might be another week or a half before we get another episode. But thanks for listening, and y'all have a great week. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.